my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go!
The president is back from Israel. He will address the nation at 5 o'clock Pacific time, our time. It will be interesting to see what his message to the nation is. Yesterday, members of the United States Senate had a closed-door, classified briefing on the war in Israel. This was Mark Warner, the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman. He had this classified briefing and ran immediately to the microphones to tell us all this classified information. This was Mark Warner from Virginia, the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman. Here he is.
Earlier today, Senator Rubio and I put out a joint statement, and I can say firsthand, having reviewed the intelligence. It is my firm assumption that Israel was not responsible for the awful destruction of the hospital in Gaza. I think it is very important that the intelligence community and others lean forward as much as possible to bring that evidence to light, since there are clearly protests not only in the West Bank but around the world. These images are horrible. But I thought it was incumbent that I see the intelligence firsthand before I reach a conclusion. But my conclusion is firm.
Is the number of casualties at the hospital exaggerated? Do you have any
idea? I don't have that information. As chairman of the intelligence committee, I want to make sure I have the best facts and information possible before I weigh in. I know if there are questions about, okay, what kind of intelligence have you seen? What are the specifics? I can't weigh in on that. There is a reason why information is classified, but I do think it's important that the administration and, frankly, the Israelis put out as much evidence as possible to make sure that the origins of this horrific attack on the hospital, who did it, is made clear.
Senator Warner, you mentioned putting forth that intelligence. Did you get a sense the administration is going to do that, and what form would that be?
I think there is. For a whole lot of my colleagues who have not seen the intelligence that I've seen, there clearly was that sense as well. I mean, this is being debated in the press around the world. And clearly there are some press outlets that are not friendly to the United States or not friendly at all to Israel that may be simply not showing or telling the full story. We could rebut that by more forward-leaning on the intel.
In the administration request, do you have any, did you all talk about timing when that might come out? And do you think it will include border money as well to try to assuage?
I think it's extraordinarily important that while we support Israel, that we also continue to stand up for Ukraine. Russia is watching. The rest of the world is watching. And the Ukrainians, along with our European allies, need that assistance. Obviously, a number of my Republican friends have made very clear their concerns about the border as well.
Do you think Democrats would support that?
Listen, I think we've got to get this full supplemental done as quickly as possible.
Mark Warner, Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman. Coming up on the program, Donna Miller. If you don't know the name, she's a critical care nurse, an entrepreneur, an executive, and she's also a candidate for mayor of the city of Las Vegas. We'll talk to her and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Aces go back-to-back. Las Vegas became the first WNBA team to win consecutive titles in 21 years when they knocked off the New York Liberty 70-69 at Barclays Center last night. The Golden Knights are taking their perfect 4-0 record on the road tonight. They'll face the Winnipeg Jets north of the border. Puck drops at 5 o'clock. We still don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo's a go for Sunday's game in Chicago. The veteran QB was held out of practice yesterday in Henderson after suffering a back injury in Week 6 against the Patriots. The Raiders are currently 3-point favorites over the Bears. UNLV football is 5-1 on the season and 8-point favorites over the Colorado State Rams. Kickoff at 4 o'clock at Allegiant Stadium on Saturday.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Heading into the Northwest Valley, got a report of an accident on US 95 northbound Decatur. It's actually on the off-ramp, so it's not going to really affect the flow of traffic to the area, but if you're exiting there, it might. 95 northbound, again, Decatur off-ramp. It's the only reported accident even near the freeways in the southeast. Still working an injury accident at the intersection of Russell and Mountain Vista. Sunny and warm in the valley today. It is 66 degrees right now, but it will get up to 92 yet again this afternoon. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! You walk slowly down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of
speed. Hard to believe it. But we're moving to a period, it will be the first time in over 25 years, that a Goodman has not been the mayor of Las Vegas. Donna Miller is a critical care nurse, an entrepreneur and executive, but she's also a candidate for mayor of the city of Las Vegas, and she joins us. Donna, thanks so much for being a part of the show today.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am just great. I know a lot of people always want to know, why are you running? Why this race? Why now?
Well, I feel like I'm the right person at the right time. As you mentioned, I'm not a career politician, but by the nature of my profession, I have been involved in the politics for many years. And while serving my community in a variety of roles, becoming an elected official actually has never been on my radar until recently when an unexpected invitation made me stop and think about it, and it truly picked my curiosity.
Can you tell?
I did my due diligence and explored the possibilities and talked to a lot of friends and colleagues. I was overwhelmed by how many people felt that My set of skills and my experience best fit with the position of the mayor. So then when I looked further into it, I really realized that my resume perfectly aligned with the job description of a mayor. So you see, I believe that the city is at a moment of time when it's bursting with opportunities that in the past we thought they were impossible. And as a successful entrepreneur and the respected leader of both small and large organizations, I feel that I'm exactly what the city needs in order to capitalize on those opportunities the most. And also as a trusted nurse and first responder who brings critical thinking, empathy, flexibility, you name it, that is what our community needs in order to lead our city to new heights together and make the city the best that it can be. So I feel that that's why I believe that I am the right person at the right time. And that's why I decided to run for mayor. And generally speaking, when I set my mind to something, I put my best foot forward and I get it done.
What will a Donna Miller first 100 days look like? Will it be different? I mean, it's one thing to run for office. It's another thing to take office and to govern.
Well, I think that the mayoral position is nonpartisan for a reason, right? It's meant to build unity. So as the mayor, I will immediately start building a culture of inclusion and engage the community. I've learned over my experience the value of teamwork. So teamwork and collaboration would definitely be a big part of my taking the office from the very beginning. It will be include bold actions to immediately engage in transparency and accessibility and truly being a proactive government. So I would build I would be meeting with other local establish that unity and work together in collaboration and work together to advance those common goals and address the shared challenges that we face in the entire valley, regardless of the jurisdictional borderline. So I would build support with the government officials. I would engage the community and build public confidence. I would address the most pressing issues that we have here in town, such as homelessness. Customer service is a big part of my campaign. It's a big part of my vision for the city in the future, because that is something that we definitely miss in today's environment.
Donna, let me ask you, you give a good stump speech, but you're also a good listener. You've met with a lot of voters already in this race for mayor of city of Las Vegas. What are the issues that you hear from them that seem to resonate with voters right now?
So public safety, healthcare, and jobs and economy are definitely the top complaints and top challenges that I hear from most people that I talk to. And that is one of the reasons why my top priorities are exactly that, the public safety, the healthcare and economy. And if we look at any issue that we are tackling, we'll see that each one of those will be affected by those three aspects.
I want to ask you, because it comes up in mayoral elections, it always seems to come up in city council elections, and that is the issue of homelessness in the city of Las Vegas. Do you have a plan for fixing that, something that clearly is broken?
Well, homelessness is an incredible complex problem, right? And it's unique to every individual. And it's not one reason or another. It's really a mix of personal and external forces. So my goal would be first to change the culture around the homelessness. How do we look at the people that are experiencing homelessness? It's really important on resolving it. First, by preventing it, and then hopefully by helping someone that is experiencing homelessness to exit that chapter of their life as soon as possible. So when I talk to homeless people, they tell me I'm not homeless. You know, homeless is where your heart is, and my heart is in the tent that I live in. So in reality, when we call somebody homeless, quite often we make them feel hopeless. And hopeless is somebody that lost trust that there is a chance for a better life. So I would refer to them and understand that they're houseless usually. That's what causes them sometimes or most of the time to get to enter that temporary chapter in their life. Mental health, of course, is a big part of that as well. But understanding that this is a temporary chapter would be really important. It's not also a status. It's not what defines them. And treating them with respect and dignity and working together as a community, because it is a community effort. It's got to be a community effort to have a comprehensive plan to help the people that are experiencing that to get out of it and work together to make that happen instead of piecemealing it or acting in a punitive way. So proactive efforts would definitely play a big role in my plan, being able to provide affordable housing, to have meaningful and sustainable employment would be very important, to be able to prevent, foster care turning into homeless, prison, people that are being released from prison and have no places to go and not many places to be employed were welcome as employees, accessing the health, the mental health and substance abuse treatment. All of that would be important in my mind for the prevention. As far as the support goes, addressing basic needs obviously would be very important while somebody is in that chapter of their life. But while addressing those basic needs, I would definitely and aggressively engage in exit strategies. How do we prevent those people for becoming chronic homelessness? And what do we have to do in order to move them back into a productive citizen? And that includes crisis counseling, perhaps reunification with family and children, a recovery plan. I know nationwide, this is not a local issue, right? It's a national issue. And nationally, if we look, targeted initiatives have been successful, such as we've seen reduction in the VA homelessness nationally, and that's because of the VA involvement and providing certain house opportunities for the people that are exiting the military. Legal assistance would be important, right? Some of those people, they just don't have their IDs. They lost their IDs. And something as simple as getting their IDs would be simple yet very important.
Donna Miller, you're running for mayor of the city of Las Vegas. Can you give us in 60, maybe 90 seconds, the state of the city as you see it?
Well, we are in a time of, it's a very volatile time. It's at a time where we need to apply critical thinking and we need to think outside of the box in order to resolve a lot of the challenges that we have in the city. So I would say that having someone that is proactive, it's ready and decisive is really important. We have lack of teamwork and collaboration and win-win relationships, and I think that would be very important going forward. And I bring all of that. That's why I feel that I am the right person at the right time.
Donna, what is it you need? What is it your campaign needs right now from my listeners?
Well, we definitely need support. None of this can be done alone. I'm embarking on a trip that it's new to me in the sense of elected office. It's not new to me when it comes to creating thing. It's not new to me when it comes to finding solutions. It's not new to me when it comes to collaborating and co-creating solutions. So I will need everyone's involvement and support as we plan to take our city to the next level and make it the best that it can be. And that support can come through volunteers, sharing ideas, and, of course, donations. I'm learning nowadays that in order to make a campaign successful, definitely need a lot of help, both economical and people.
How can they reach out to you? How can they find you? How can they help you?
So my website would probably be the best way to reach out, and that is DonnaMillerForMayor.com. And the cell phone number is 702-802-8850.
Donna, we'll keep track of your campaign. Thank you so much. I appreciate you joining us. You have a good rest of your day, okay?
Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me on your show.
Donna Miller, candidate for mayor, City of Las Vegas. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, we're live in D.C. watching all things here in the Capitol very closely, as well as overseas with the latest on Israel's war in Gaza.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating.